How about this? Two shutouts in a couple of nights. What was going on there for you tonight?
We knew they were going to come hard. A team that's kind of fighting for that, for their lives, and we did a good job kind of weathering that storm, and then bringing them on our own. And the guys are playing great, coming back for each other, and really helping out defensively. And you know, it's definitely showing on the scoreboard.
Can you describe this run that you guys
have right now? Don't want to. I think everybody's just approaching it just a game at a time and building those 2 points at a time. And, this time of year, it's essential that you get those 2 points. And, we have to keep doing the same things. I mean, you can't sit back and look at the little run we've been on. You have to look forward and to that next game.
You guys talk about the streak?
I don't know. No one's talking about it to me, but I'm a goalie. Nobody usually talks to me anyways.
What happened there behind the net? A little bit of snow action. He came back and gave a bit of a shot back to Morrissey there. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I had it covered for a while, and just he snowed me right in the eyes, so kind of saw red for a second, and I had to do something about it.
Brian, tonight, I know you guys moved ahead of the Oilers, obviously the Ducks as well, too. It's not a priority for you guys to climb, or is it? Or what's really, how do you approach the standings right now?
I think you're just trying to take it one step at a time. It's you're not really focusing too much on scoreboard watching or anything like that. It's just we're in a position that we control our own destiny, and that's, I think that's the best way to approach it, and not really worry about any other teams or what's going on in the league.
But can you talk about your defense tonight, just with all the change-ups, Stone out, Dougie playing through the injury and just standing with you?
Yeah, I was surprised Dougie came in, and he played great. Obviously, Wide's coming in, he slides right in. That experience, that, wherewithal, and those little plays that he brings out there, he showed it tonight that, he's a true pro.
Are any of you guys historians of the franchise and look back to the Atlanta days and go, oh, yeah, Willie Plante and Guy Chouinard and Dan Bouchard had the 10-game winning streak back in 78?
I think I know Dan Bouchard. He was the goalie, right?
Yeah.
It's I don't know. Not I think these guys are too young for all that. They're millennials.
It's one of those games where you guys were just able to frustrate the Jets, because it seemed like everything was coming from the outside, and you guys just did a really good job of playing a good road game.
Yeah, I think we know they like to carry the puck in, and they don't like to dump too many pucks. And our guys did a great job standing up, and our forwards didn't get too deep on the forecheck to come back and help those D have good gap. And it's not that crazy of a recipe, but it worked for us tonight.